Yeah, look, it's an unbelievable moment for me and, you know, family and everybody and friends to be there. But most importantly, we got 3 points tonight, and, you know, that's what we set off to do at the start of the day, and thankfully we have the 3 points.
What was going through your head when Colin sent you onto the pitch? Was it just one chance? I just want to be able to bury it as you did.
Well, I think there was a lot of pressure on me kind of going on, because I was like, I have to do something, you know, no point in going on and jogging over and back the pitch and doing nothing. You know, I needed to make an impact, whether to get on the end of something or whether to create something or something. And thankfully, look, it was one of those balls that just hit and hope, to be honest. And I suppose the way the wind was, it just managed, just landed at my feet, and, you know, thankfully it went into the net, because, you know, we really had to dig deep for it, and, you know, we did, we got there in the end.
When the ball bounced, was your first instinct just to hit it?
It was, because I was realised how far away I was from the goal, and I was like, if I take another touch, there's two defenders coming right up my backside, so I had to make a decision really, really quickly, and to be honest, I just was like, put your foot through it. So, you know, that's the magic of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, technique-wise, I mean, you could not have hit that better. Have you hit a ball better than that? I mean,
probably not. None of that have went on target anyway. But it's one of those things you dream of when you play and you train for. And thankfully, I had that opportunity to get a result there, and very, very proud. But look, we, you know, 3 points is so unbelievable for us. You know, everybody's been talking about the Netherlands coming to town, but we had to do a job tonight, and we did, thankfully. And we'll enjoy it tonight.
You sent a message to Colin, presumably ahead of that game on Tuesday. You want to get into the starting 11?
Yeah, well, look, of course, like every player there, you know, whether they were in the squad or whether they're in the stand, every girl wants to play. And like, if you're not here to play, then, you know, why are you here? And look, Colin, I trust his judgment very, very well. So look, if I'm there to start on Tuesday, or if I'm there to come on, or whatever he decides, I'll be willing to go anyway.
Did he give out to you for ripping off the shirt? He told us you could have got a silly booking for that.
I haven't spoke to him yet, so I'll probably be waiting for that there now in a little while. But that's emotion. It wasn't planned in any way, because I don't think my mammy or my daddy were too pleased either. So look, what can you do?
As you say, obviously, with Holland coming here midweek, it was important not to drop 2 points, because, you know, for a long stage of that second half, it felt like they were going to frustrate you.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I think that was one of the problems, is, you know, the build-up to the two games, everybody's been talking about the Netherlands, and I think a lot of people have been writing off Slovakia, but, you know, we've been watching them all week, and, you know, in videos and everything, and they're a quality side, and they've absolutely top-drawer professionals playing for them, and we had to deal with them today. And look, we got a great goal from Leanne, and that really set us up, and I think that got us a wee bit, you know, maybe dusted off the bit of rust that we had maybe, and unfortunately we conceded. And then that was when, you know, we were backs were against the wall, and I suppose Colin was saying, well, it's up to you now, and we as players had to stand up and take responsibility, and I think we did.
When you take stock of where we're at now, you're coming towards the halfway stage in the group, obviously 3 wins, 1 draw, it's been a wonderful start.
Oh, like if you'd have said to us at the start of the campaign this is what you would have at this stage, we would have taken it with both hands. But obviously, you know, there's a huge mountain ahead of us now for the next, you know, obviously next Tuesday, and obviously the next coming months. So we'll have to prepare every way we can to make sure we're ready to go on Tuesday night.
You played the Dutch, you know, very busy occasion for them. They had a big crowd on the back of the Europeans, hostile enough over there. You'd probably be hoping a big crowd like tonight will come out again midweek.
Yeah, 100%. And like, you had 3,500 there. I think it's the most a women's game in Ireland has ever had. And, you know, it just shows that if you get the bit of promotion for the games, that people will come out and see them. And look, you know, we played in front of 12,500 in the Netherlands, and you know, the crowd can be a big factor in a game. And, you know, we're hoping that Tuesday night that everybody in Ireland gets behind us.